You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Town of Cable residents voted to approve a split in town clerk and treasurer responsibilities into two separate positions at their recent annual meeting. The vote to make the change was unanimous, with officials saying the workload of the combined job had grown substantially and it was no longer possible to have one person handle both. The town clerk and town treasurer will now be two separate positions, with the clerk handling disbursements and the treasurer handling deposits. It also means the town will not need to conduct an audit every year. A Duluth man accused of stabbing a man who was panhandling before fleeing police has officially been charged with assault. According to court documents, the Duluth Police Department responded to reports of the stabbing near Superior Street and Lake Avenue last Thursday. The victim told officers he had been stabbed in the neck but managed to escape and call for help. After reviewing security footage, 37-year-old James Taylor Jr. was identified as a suspect. When officers caught up to him, he allegedly had a Swiss Army knife and blood on his hands. Rand's Bowling Lanes in Rice Lake will be participating in a free summer program for kids starting in June. The program is run through kidsbowlfree.com and includes over 1,200 bowling centers across the country and in Canada. Kids who sign up for the program will receive coupons valid for two free games of bowling each day starting on June 1st and running through August 31st. Rand's Bowling Lanes in Rice Lake is among those over 1,200 bowling centers this summer, giving area kids something to do during the summer months. State lawmakers held a hearing on a proposed bill that would give drivers for rideshare and food delivery apps access to additional benefits. The legislation would allow drivers working as independent contractors to access a statewide benefits portal through which their employers could contribute to healthcare and retirement accounts. Those speaking against the legislation in the hearing noted that those companies are not required to make contributions to the portal, and therefore the benefits included in the portal for those drivers are not guaranteed. Health officials are reminding Wisconsinites to be aware of weather conditions as higher temperatures emerge for the summer. Higher temperatures, especially when combined with high humidity, can lead to issues like heat exhaustion or even heat stroke very quickly. The National Weather Service often issues advisories to warn residents of potential heat-related dangers, but they should also check weather conditions themselves and make preparations for long heat waves. The DHS reported nearly 670 heat-related emergency room visits last year. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting applications for the Beaver Management Plan Committee. According to a press release, the agency is seeking organizations that focus on things like trapping, fishing, agriculture, and conservation. The committee will be tasked with providing input to the Department of Natural Resources during the development of an updated beaver management plan. More information can be found on the DNR's Beaver Management Plan webpage, and applications will be accepted until June 20th. A new community health center in Stone Lake is finally set to open in the next couple of weeks. The La Couturier Band will celebrate the official grand opening of the community health center on June 13th. The 59,000-square-foot facility is located on Highway K, south of the Seven Winds Casino. Officials say the full project cost about $42 million and will employ about 120 healthcare providers. They also say the facility has technically been open for a few weeks already, offering medical, dental, and pharmaceutical services since April. Officials are reminding area youth to register for the upcoming Barron Polk County Tractor Safety Certification Program. The program will be held from June 16th to 19th at Barron High School and seeks to teach Wisconsin kids between 12 and 16 years old how to safely operate a tractor on public roads, identify hazardous situations, and reduce the risk of injury. Attendees will receive hands-on training opportunities through the program and must participate in 24 hours of instructional training before passing a written and practical driving test. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has established a new committee that will be responsible for reviewing and setting new state report card standards. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley has recently faced criticism from some Republican and Democratic lawmakers over the post-pandemic testing standards, which they feel are too low. The committee will include over two dozen members from education backgrounds and will begin meeting next month. The identities of the members chosen for the committee have not yet been released. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Health Services have announced the finalization of a new regulation aimed at protecting kids from lead poisoning. According to a press release, the agency has lowered the threshold for lead poisoning from 5 micrograms per deciliter to 3.5 micrograms per deciliter. That threshold change will allow more families to access educational and health resources to address lead poisoning. DHS officials estimate that about 1,400 more kids will now qualify for environmental intervention services. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers are on a roll. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a three-game series on the road tomorrow night against the Phillies, the team with the best record in the National League. But Milwaukee's on a roll. They swept the Red Sox with a dramatic 6-5 win yesterday, thanks to Caleb Durbin driving in the winning run in the bottom of the 10th.
We're scrapping and we're battling, and you've seen it this whole series, but especially the last two games going into extra innings. Like, you could feel that we never thought we were going to lose.
Golf, the U.S. Women's Open underway in Wisconsin at Erin Hills. NFL, the Packers announced training camp begins July 23rd with family night Saturday, August 2nd. Quarterback Jordan Love asked how much did that MCL sprain in his left knee affect him last season.
I mean, there might be some things here and there that might have been affected by the injury, but I'm never going to, you know, put anything on an injury. You know, I'm going out there, and if I'm healthy enough to go, you know, I'm trying to give my best and be the best player I can be out there, and I always hold myself to a high standard.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Stepping into the role of a hit movie character can probably be a bit overwhelming, especially if they are iconic Harry Potter characters. That's right, Daniel Radcliffe, Emma Watson, and Rupert Grint have been replaced. HBO's new Harry Potter series has cast Dominic McLaughlin to play Radcliffe's role of Harry Potter, Arabella Stanton replaces Watson in the role of Hermione Granger, and Rupert Grint will be replaced by Alistair Stout, who will play Ron Weasley. The show will premiere sometime in 2026. Speaking of Harry Potter, cast member Miriam Margolyes recently gave a not-so-encouraging health update after undergoing a heart procedure. The 84-year-old actress who portrayed Professor Pomona Sprout in the hit fantasy franchise says she does not have long to live. Margolyes says she still wants to work, but probably only has 5 or 6 years to live. I mean, not to sound heartless, but 84 years old with 5 or 6 years to live puts you at 90 and solidly in the bonus round. Just saying. Tom Cruise thanked moviegoers and studios alike, especially Paramount Pictures, for what the actor called their unwavering support for the 8th installment of the Mission Impossible franchise, and its biggest opening yet. I don't think that's ever happened. It's a good sign for the franchise and the studio, as the price tag for the film is $400 million. Think about that. The 8th movie in the franchise is one of the most expensive ever made, and it's going to turn a profit very quickly. Speaking of Cruise, the actor says he hopes to make movies into his hundreds. That includes action. That should be interesting. We won't have to wait long, though, to see him in his next action role. The Mission Impossible star told the Australian Today show that Top Gun 3 is happening. Cruise is 62 years old currently, and I'm guessing those stunts will be a little bit harder to pull off at 102. History is being made at Max. The streamer just renewed the show Hacks for a 5th season. The show starring Jean Smart is a critic's darling, having won a total of 8 Emmy Awards. According to The Hollywood Reporter, the renewal for Season 5 makes it the longest live-action running show in Max history, which is really impressive given that the streamer has only been around for 2 years as Max. Not sure how that adds up. Producers of the show announced the 5th season Tuesday night, just 2 days before the finale for Season 4. To say actors need thick skin in the entertainment racket would be an understatement. Kathy Bates recently told Vanity Fair she really wanted the role of Frankie in the 1991 film Frankie and Johnny because she had originated the role on Broadway. Her dreams, however, were crushed when producer Gary Marshall told Bates that the idea of her kissing a man on screen was not what people wanted to see. Why are people the way they are? For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice-looking Thursday with partly sunny skies and highs in the upper 70s, just an outside chance of a shower. For tonight, mostly clear skies with lows in the lower 50s. On Friday, warmer with more sun than clouds, highs in the lower 80s, also a bit on the breezy side. Current temperature is 56 degrees.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.